little bit of Ray, the best bits.
In the cinema, have they turned down the volume in cinemas, or am I just getting older?
No, I think they have.
Now the bass was fine. All you know, the kind of the hum you get on the speakers, loads of the booms and the bangs and the loud sounds, fine. But I think the main speaking, like this, what you'd have on your center speaker and your surround sound, the sound of the screen, like the voices talking.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
All I wanted to do was turn it up. I was like, where's my feckin' remote? I can't turn it. Have they turned down the cinema, or is it I'm just getting old?
It could be that some movies, the sound design, the editing is such that the dialogue is lower.
The last three times I've been to the cinema, I've sat there and I've gone, I need to go out and ask them to turn it up, while at the same time not getting up and out and ask them to turn it up. The other thing I need, genuinely, I need subtitles now, because I watch subtitles all the time at home, and I need subtitles on the, like on English speaking, perfectly fine, audible. It's just, I just so I'm 100% of what they said, I'm just going to need the subtitles all the time. And I'm going to need cinemas to provide me with the remote control so I can go back 10 or 15 seconds when there's the inevitable moment of, what did he say there? Do you think that's important for, do you know what? We'll just go back and watch.
You want that little rewind arrow, the 10 seconds back one, yeah?
The little 10 or 15 seconds.
That might be a problem for the other people in the cinema.
I think we're going to need that. Otherwise, cinemas aren't going to work anymore. These are all opportunities to revitalise the cinema industry.
If anyone from Omniplex is listening, get in touch, or any other cinema group.
Odeon people, give us a holler. Just give everyone a remote control. It'll take all day to watch a single film because everyone's rewinding. Pat says, I think for kids' movies, they do turn down the volume, as some do-gooder must have complained about their precious little feckers' hearing being damaged, maybe, from Pat. Is that true? Is that a thing?
Well, I've been to adult movies and I have definitely left my seat, gone out to reception and said, hey, screen 6, we need extra volume. I've done that two or three times in my life.
There you go. I think it could just be a thing in general that it just... Or they could be conscious of, in general, not just with children, but in general, a case being taken against them for it being too loud. Could that be a thing? I mean, you got to be mindful of these. Jason says as well, I do the same with subtitles. It helps me take in and understand what I'm watching. Yeah, this is Jason. Like previously, like when I was in my 20s, I would have watched, you know, foreign language films with subtitles, because otherwise I wouldn't watch it, but wouldn't understand what they're saying. Whereas now I watch everything. I have the subtitles on, just in case there's something said and it's like, oh, what was that? And then there it is. That's like a clarification. Because otherwise, it saves us rewinding. We actually sit through an entire episode of something. Oh, dear. Just for clarity, JP. Just to be clear, JP, you meant like movies for grown-ups, yeah?
That's what I meant by adult movies, yeah.
Shout out to Shane. He says, do you really need to hear the dialogue, or is it just the music, JP? Alan says... Why do you need the subtitles? Dom says hi as well at the same thing. Use the internet.
Just movies for adults. Oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.